Thanks for tuning into episode 12.
Yes, which is, you know, 12 days of Christmas. 12 days of stress.
12 days of stress.
12 days of fucking up. See, what had happened was...
What had happened was we had a big whoopsies.
Yeah, we had like, I don't know, probably 3 hours worth of recording to work with. And when we went to edit, probably like, you know, 2 hours was gone.
Yeah, a good chunk of it was gone.
And it's the holidays. I don't want to be stressed any more than we already are. And we already have this disclaimer that we're a mess of a podcast.
So. Yeah, so if you stuck around, you agreed to enjoy the mess of a show we have given you.
So, yeah, we're just going to give you what we have. I don't know how to move forward with that one.
So technically, this is our holiday special.
Yeah. And as per every holiday party we've had or get together, it ends, you know, not bad, but not great either.
Not bad, but not great. No one ended up under a table, so...
That's a first for us.
That's a first, yeah. Maybe you will end up under a table, but we haven't.
Not yet. We're talking about pretty much just the holidays and our thoughts on them.
How we feel about it.
Yeah. And we get a little bit of that, but most of it, it's pretty much us pretty drunk already. We decided to, instead of drink wine, drink spiked eggnog.
Yeah. Which had like brandy, whiskey, rum in it.
Yeah. So by the time we got halfway through the bottle,
we were done.
Yeah. So sorry. But also not sorry, because we're hysterical.
Yeah, it's really funny. After listening to it, it's really funny. I'm also sorry if we insult anyone. Because we're kind of like a mess. But it's funny, but it may be insulting at some point.
I don't remember what it... See, we recorded days ago. I don't remember what I could have said while drunk that would be insulting.
Well, we were wishing everyone a happy holiday. But we did not know all the holidays. Or when they started. We were kind of just, you know, flying by our balls. I don't know.
Don't drink, kids.
Yeah, don't drink in podcasts.
Alcohol will fuck you up. Enjoy the episode.
Thanks for coming back.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
We promise the next one will be better.
Yeah, Sarah's going to make an outline this time.
Yeah, I made an outline last time.
Sarah's going to make a better outline this time, because the outline she made for this one was... Actually, it wasn't bad, but we did not do good with it.
She said make it short and simple. I made it short and simple. Now it's not good enough.
Okay, also, guys...
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a Patreon so you can hear the bonus episodes... From this mess of a podcast that I was able to scrounge up.
It's a treat.
Yeah, you hear all of the bullshit
that
we normally keep from you.
It's funny, but it's bullshit. So thank you guys for joining us again. Hopefully you find it as funny as we did. If not, we'll hopefully see you in the next episode.
Yep.
If not, go re-listen to Fall, y'all.
That's good old reliable.
Good old reliable. But thank you guys, and enjoy.
Enjoy the show. Is it chunky?
No, not yet.
Are you not yet? Why are you anticipating it getting chunky?
You know what? Because I always anticipate the worst.
You fucked me up one time. You only got one time.
You know, honestly, I'm not... No, I'm sitting down, so when I stand up, I might feel differently. But right now, I'm not as messed up as I thought I would be.
Yeah, no, it feels like I'm just drinking a milkshake.
Not even a good one.
So you're not a fan of this drink?
Not really.
Okay. We won't do this again. Next time, we'll get a sparkling something.
Okay.
For, like, New Year's.
No, I'm mixing you a drink for New Year's.
This episode is presented by Curator. Curator is an all-encompassing, curated lifestyle membership for the modern woman.
With style expert Rachel Zoe at the helm, Curator delivers member value via the curated lens of confidence, convenience, and community.
Curator delivers coveted name brand fashion, beauty, and home essentials right to your door every season. Each seasonal box of style includes 5 pieces to elevate your style. The new winter curation features products from trailblazing female founders and designers to help you feel a bit more chic and confident this holiday season.
Become a member now to get the winter curation. Unlock your own access to the members-only shop and receive exclusive member benefits.
Rachel Zoe's Curator is exclusively offering our listeners $30 off by using the code PODGO30 at curator.com. That's PODGO30 for $30 off at curator.com. More than just a box, your trusted partner in living a life well curated. What family holiday traditions have you had in the past, and what ones are you trying to create for your family now into the future?
Oh, you twisted that one. I likes it.
Yeah?
I likes it.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I was younger, for a holiday tradition we used to do, we used to go to my aunt's house every Christmas Eve to do gift exchange, and then we would come home and do a new, like, our own gift exchange. And it's really weird, but, like, I remember almost every year my dad would buy my mom a TV. Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know if that's a tradition or something he just freaking did.
Every year? How many TVs does she need every year?
Well, mind you, we didn't celebrate Christmas all the time. It was like, so, like, we celebrated it, like, all the time, but my dad did not always celebrate it. But, like, every time he would celebrate it, he would buy TVs.
Okay.
Which was weird. But, like, that, I don't know if that's a tradition, but it was just something I thought was funny to bring up. You get a TV. You get a TV. I did not get a TV.
Oh, I guess we're celebrating Christmas this year. Dad got a TV.
Dad got a TV. Yeah, no. It was not. Yeah. And then we're like, so every year, you know how, like, back when you're, like, in school, like, before COVID.
Yeah, we were in school before COVID.
Yeah. Before COVID, yeah. Yep. You would, like, make, like, Christmas decorations at school.
Yeah.
And bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every year we would bring them home and, like, by the time we started bringing home Christmas decorations, my mom would start putting up the decorations that we had made from, like, last year, the year before that, and the year before that. So our whole tree was just shit Horace and I made.
That's like, so cute, though.
Yeah, that's not my tree. My kids only get one ornament. You don't get to put a bunch of shit on my tree. But yeah, no, that was a tree full of construction paper and lamination.
That's so cute, though.
Yeah, I guess it's cute. But yeah, that was a tradition that we did. And, like, my mom is actually the one who started us, like, opening one gift Christmas Eve and the rest of our gifts the next day.
Okay.
And I think the reason why she started doing that was because we would go to my aunt's house for Christmas Eve and everyone would open their gifts. And, like, sometimes, like, I remember there was a time that we did not always get gifts. Like, when we were younger, like, we didn't get a gift, like, sometimes. So, like, my mom would let us go home and open our gift, like, a gift for us, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, I started remembering that they started buying us gifts. But once that started happening, my mom just started letting us just opening one gift a year. But, like, Horace and I were kind of, like, shifty when we were younger, and we used to, like, find our gifts ahead of time.
Oh.
So, like, by the time we hit, like, I would say maybe 11, 10 years old, I ruined it for Horace, yeah. Horace, there's no Santa. Let's go look at our gifts in Mom's closet.
Poor Horace.
Yeah. My mom used to try to keep it in the hamper, because, like, why would kids go in a hamper?
Right.
But, like, one day I saw the pink.
Oh.
And I was like, what that is. And, like, we don't really have that much laundry, so, like, why?
Is it in the hamper?
Yeah. And that's, like, something that Horace and I always do every year. We would, like, sneakily open, like, the gifts somewhat so we could see what we were getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then sneakily try to put them back closed, but we never successfully did it. Or we would poke holes in the gifts.
There was one. I know we're talking about you, and we'll go back to you. But
I know we're talking about you, but let's talk about me.
No. My brother, one year for Christmas, got up before everybody else did, and he went and poked holes in all the gifts to try and see what they were. So we came down for Christmas, like, you know, to celebrate Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, why are there holes in all the gifts?
He couldn't wait just a little bit longer. His patience was done.
He's
done.
That is so funny.
So you know exactly.
Kids are horrible.
You know exactly which gifts he wanted to open, like, in order.
That is so funny. Did you guys catch him? Or, like...
Well, we didn't realize what it was until my brother was like, I want to open this first. And it was, like, the top gift that he wanted. And my parents were like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold up. How you notice?
Well, and also, we came down stairs and my brother was already at the tree. So we were like, okay.
You know, he was prepared.
So what do you do now with your family? Our traditions.
So Scott is so. Oh wait, I already did this math. Okay, wait. So for about two or three years now, we have been celebrating holidays with the kids, and like some of the things that we do is like, you know, the kind of like the typical stuff, like making gingerbread houses. If it snows, we'll make snowmen. Sorry, now I'm looking at the phone.
So if you make gingerbread houses.
Yeah, we'll make gingerbread houses. But, like, one of the things that we started doing recently is going to light shows. Mm-hmm. And the kids are, like, get really excited about that. And then I also carried over the tradition where my mom would let us open up one gift on Christmas Eve. I let them do that, too. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the gifts the next day. Which is a catch-22 now that I think about it. Because... as much as they're, like, really happy to open a gift, Sakai is not satisfied because he can only open one gift.
Yeah.
And I was never, like, I don't remember ever being like that as a kid. I used to be super happy to open the one gift. Mm-hmm. But last year, I think, what did we get him last year? Was it a card or did we get that for his birthday?
That was his birthday.
Oh. Well, all right, never mind. I feel like we got him something one time he was actually really satisfied about, so he didn't complain about not opening the other gifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just remember a car for his birthday because Skylar kept, like,
getting in it.
And I just remember him being like, Skylar, please stop. And then Skylar got out and he goes, Skylar, you're making me so mad. And I was like, oh.
You're so cute when you're mad.
It was just, like, really cute. Like, he was so polite about it and he was just so very, like, genuine. Like, he was, like, letting him know. He's like, you're making me mad.
He's so cute. It's so sad, because, like, when he's sad or mad, I find him so adorable, so I just kiss him. And he's just so cute. He's like, but I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
Serious.
And he'd be like, or, like, he'll be mad at me. He'd be like, you never demember. You never demember. And he's, like, 5 years old, about to be six. He just can't get it together. You never demember. Like, shit, you never demember.
He's sitting there arguing with a 5-year-old
using his vocab. Petty.
At least when I argue with your 6-year-old, I don't use his vocab.
No, you just almost flip tables over.
I don't.
I said almost. I said you did.
I make him flip tables.
He's like, I don't want to play anymore. Flop. Sorry goes everywhere.
One time. Just saying, if we're gonna play by make-believe rules, everybody gotta have the same make-believe rules.
Well, now, so guess what, actually, now that we're on that topic, we bought Sorry, the same Sorry that he had bought, and he taught us how to play. And would you believe it? This little boy was right.
No, really?
Yeah, oh my god. His rules were right. So, like, remember, he was saying that Sakai couldn't slide, but he could slide?
Right.
Sakai, if you're on your color, you can't slide. Only people who are not on your color can slide.
Oh.
Yeah, so there was, like, more, but we didn't, it wasn't, like, a complete game. My dad gave me broken pieces. So, like, I mean, my dad gave me the game with missing pieces.
Right.
So, like, we didn't have the instructions. We didn't have all the pieces. So, when we bought the game, well, my mom bought the game. So, when she bought the game, Skylar was, like, super happy. He's like, now I can show you how to play. And we read the instructions. He's like, see, that's what I was trying to say. Remember, Sky was petty. He don't forget nothing.
No, he don't.
So don't be surprised if he brings out Sorry for you to play with him. He is so petty. He's like, you remember? You see?
You see?
You see?
Yeah. That's my bad.
Yeah. Everyone's petty.
I'm petty. And I was like, well, why can't he? He's like, because. I'm like, that's not a reason.
That's not a reason. Also, he was like 5 or so and could not communicate properly. Sarah. That's
bullshit.
Called him out. You are horrible. Well, what about you? Past traditions, current traditions. Speak on it.
So, growing up...
In a white home.
In a white home. I don't know. But my experience wasn't that different. Like, we went to, like, my aunt's and my grandmother's Christmas Eve for, like, one thing or another. We would exchange gifts. You know, it wasn't that different. As a kid, basically the only tradition we had was we would go to another family member's house for Christmas Eve. It always varied on who. Mm-hmm. Then Christmas morning, we would be up at the crack of dawn to open presents. And then my poor parents would make their coffee. We had to wait till their coffee was done being made.
That's horrible.
We weren't allowed to open presents until their coffee was done.
That is so... I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying...
Do we not just talk about this last episode? So you have a question?
This is not in the outline, so it doesn't matter. So my question is, so like you're saying that our Christmas traditions are similar, right? What about Christmas food? Did you guys do, like, the cranberry sauce stuff?
Like, Thanksgiving 2.0?
Like, yeah. Like, don't white people do that all over again? For Christmas? Like, Christmas hams and stuff?
No, we don't typically do ham for Christmas. We might have in the past. Christmas dinner has changed, like, every year. Before, we would go to, like, family members for Christmas dinner or have them over with us. And then we would do, like, roast beef or something. And it was very Thanksgiving-like. Mm-hmm. Now, though, now our whole Christmas traditions changed. So when I became a teenager, we no longer went to other family members' houses. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Eve was spent making, like, hors d'oeuvres. So, like, my dad would make, like, crab cakes, fried shrimps, scallop, like, all these hors d'oeuvres.
I'm not hungry, am I? No.
No. So, we would make all this, like, you know, finger food, and then my mom and would wrap presents. Mm-hmm. When I got older, I would, like, join her, and we'd drink and then watch Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And then, so, Christmas Day, we get up, we make presents, we have this big breakfast, my dad goes all out, he does, like, pancakes, sausage, home fries, like, mm-hmm. eggs, the whole nine yards. And we stuff ourselves. And then we all just retreat and, like, nap and, like, enjoy our peace and quiet. And now, my mom makes a lasagna. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. a roast beef. And then she'll do, like, a couple, like, random, like, a vegetable or a potato. But, like, we don't do, like, Thanksgiving 2.0.
Mm. I just assumed you guys did.
No.
So, like, this is not a proper reference.
Okay.
But on The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Christmas. They have Christmas dinner, and that consists of, like, hams and turkeys and hoo-has and goulas and stuff like that. So I assumed that there was, like, spreads similar to that, but, like real food.
I mean, I'm sure there is. I feel like there are families who do that. There's a reason that there's a market for Christmas hams.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so... I don't remember if it's an Irish or Polish thing, but we do ham for New Year's.
I remember you telling me that.
Because you have to eat pork on New Year or else you're going to have bad luck the entire New Year. So my parents don't...
What happened this year?
I don't know.
Did you eat ham this year?
I ate my bacon because I don't eat ham, but I eat bacon.
That didn't work, huh?
Apparently not.
Wow. You didn't... You caused COVID.
Apparently, because I didn't eat... But I never eat the ham. Mm. I always, again, for New Year's Day, we always do breakfast. So, like, I eat the bacon for breakfast or the sausage. That's technically pork.
Technicalities.
Yeah. My mom always makes sure that I eat some bacon or sausage. Because she's superstitious. So, because we do ham for New Year's, we do roast beef or lasagna or something else for Christmas. Or my mom will make, like, a mac and cheese or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, her mac and cheese. Like, the baked one. I don't know what, like, that TikTok you sent me with that crap. I don't know her.
I know. That was gross. A box macaroni and cheese. It was,
like, don't get me wrong. Like,
not macaroni and cheese. It was box macaroni.
So, don't get me wrong. No cheese. I will eat box macaroni. I will. I don't mind box mac and cheese. But when it comes to, like, family meals, like, if I showed up to a Christmas event with box mac and cheese, my mother would probably look at me in horror.
Dude, my family would roast me. It's bad enough I'm not the cook of the family, but they would roast me if I didn't know how to make macaroni and cheese.
Shut the fuck. My mom makes baked mac and cheese. So if I can't bring that, then she's like, don't bring anything.
Don't show up.
I am usually in charge of getting the dessert, which includes buying a pie. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
Oh.
That's my
like coffee. Apple pies and stuff like that?
Yeah. Although this year we're having cheesecake for dessert.
Well, that sounds delightful.
Yeah.
I like cheesecake. Is your mom making it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delightful. Hello?
Okay.
You gonna save me a piece or what?
I don't know. You gonna come over Christmas?
Wow, you so petty. I might have to. I like food. I don't play around. I don't think we did. We don't do, like pies and shit. The only pie I can think of is, like, sweet potato pie. That's it. We don't really do pies in my household like that.
No? I love me some apple pie.
See, my dad likes pies, but, like, my mom is not into it like that. So, like, she'll, like, get a sweet potato pie and call it a day. Mm-hmm. But, like, the main thing she would make every year is, like, and this is not, like, this is, like, her specialty. She would make, like, curry chicken, oxtails, very Caribbean shit, oxtails, sometimes chitlins, but, like, that's, like, her thing. We don't partake. Of course, like, collard greens and baked cheese and macaroni. And I feel like she only made yams for Thanksgiving. She didn't really make them for Christmas.
Yeah, you don't do, like, yams or stuffing for Christmas. I don't know who does that.
Yeah, apparently no one, because my mom didn't even do it. And she didn't even follow tradition, like, the traditional Christmas meal.
I feel...
Oxtails is not a traditional
meal. It's not. Yeah. I've never even heard of that till this very moment.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, curry chicken, jerk chicken, and, either or. She never did both. And oxtails.
I have never had oxtails.
See, because of the name, I can't get behind it. Uh-huh. But Skylar loves them. Hmm. And, yeah, but we love curry. Curry's great.
I feel like whatever food that makes you feel homey on Christmas is what you need. Mm-hmm. I don't like that whole, like, oh, it's ham or turkey or blah, blah, blah. Like, no, whatever brings your family closer together, like, that's what matters.
I think it's important to follow the tradition that was set by the Grinch who stole Christmas. Because his heart grew three times the size.
We have to watch The Grinch because you don't know how his heart grew. The fuck is that shit?
That is very aggressive. I don't like The Grinch. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
It's not mine, but it's a very good Christmas movie.
What's your favorite?
My favorite Christmas movie? Mm-hmm. I really like It's a Wonderful Life. Have you seen it?
I have not, but it sounds very Hallmarky.
It's black and white.
Oh my god, you lost me.
I lost you.
Oh my gosh. You know why I don't like black and white movies?
Why?
They creep me out. Like, there's no reason why shit is not in color.
Because they didn't have the technology.
Listen, I don't give a damn. It's fucking weird. It's weird. Your dress is red, but it's sitting here looking gray. Can't partake in this. Now I'm imagining what it was like to have color. Like, could you imagine what it looked like in color?
I mean, I feel like they do have a rendition in color.
No. I'm saying, without us being where we are with our technology, with rendition.
Yeah.
You had to think about what it would look like in color.
I feel like you're not... Back then?
No.
No, don't cut me off.
No.
What do you mean no?
Because you're going to say back then that wasn't a thought or possible.
No. Back then, the focus wasn't on visual. It was about storytelling. They didn't give a fuck about, like, the visuals or the colors. They're like, we're going to tell a story. That was the whole point.
No.
No, what do you mean no?
I don't like it.
I don't care if you don't like it. That's fucking facts.
I don't like it.
And?
I don't like it. There's okay. No and.
What? Mean and.
Why there has to be an and?
You know, you asked me my opinion.
I did?
You said, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
And then you answered and then it. And you then went on with the rest. You
immediately were, no. You immediately turned around and went, no. I can't get behind that.
I don't like, approve of you
like
it.
I asked you for your consideration.
I don't like it.
I didn't. You know what's also weird? I associate the Lord of the Rings movies with
Christmas.
Because they always came out around Christmas time, and my family would always go to see it together.
That's fact.
That's why when I texted you the other day, I'm like, I want a Lord of the Rings marathon. It's because I'm like, oh my god, it's Christmas, and I haven't watched Lord of the Rings.
That feels right. Yeah.
So, that's why.
I know. My dad used to drag us because I was a willing participant, to go and watch the Lord of the Rings. And that was before I was like, there's a book?
There's a book?
What?
Wait, there's like...
Multiple?
There's multiple. And then there's a whole thing that explains the entire... I'm not going to go because I will go into Lord of the Rings and I can't.
We're going to do that for Try Not to Geek Out.
There you go. So like, I don't know. I feel as if my favorite movie should not be under this much scrutiny.
Oh, no.
I also like Elf.
I do, that's funny.
I like Elf.
But you know, I like comedies.
Yeah. There's just something about It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
That, like...
What's it about?
So, it's about this...
Sell me.
You gotta let me speak first.
I am letting you speak.
You keep interrupting me.
There's no way. So, what's it about?
It follows... Fuck, I can't remember his name. George. It follows this guy named George Bailey.
Very generic. Cool.
Very white. So.
Is everyone in here white?
I mean, it was made back in the 40s.
That's another reason why I like black and white movies. I'm pretty sure there's some slaves working those cameras. I don't know.
Not in the 40s. Shut up, Sade. Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. But seriously, I don't like that. It's way too close to those times. Go ahead.
So
it's black and white about George.
And it follows his life from a child to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know...
His life wasn't wonderful, was it?
It didn't seem like it to him.
Oh.
Because he wanted to travel the world. He wanted to do all this stuff, but... He couldn't because he wanted to join the army, but he couldn't join the army because he had, like, this, like, injury as a child.
Oh.
Because he saved his brother from falling into ice and dying, and because of that, he, like, permanently injured his ear, so he couldn't go to fight in the war, so he wasn't able to fight. So then he's like, well, when my brother comes back from the war, I'm gonna travel. But his brother came back from the war married, and then somebody had to take over his father's business, so then he did, and he was like... I don't want to be stuck here forever and get tied down. I want to travel. But then he meets this girl, Mary, and then he falls in love and they get married and have kids. And then one day he, like, feels trapped. And his business partner loses all this money to his father's business. So then, like, he feels like the world's crashing down on him. So then he's like, I wish I was never born. Like, I wish I never had to deal with this. Well, an angel hears him. His guardian angel hears him. And it's like, all right, I'll show you what life would be like if you were never born. So then he sees what, like, his town, his family, all would be like if he wasn't born.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees, like, how shitty everything is. And then he's, like, by the end of him seeing, like, his brother died, so then his parents, like, spiraled down. And then this loan shark that was after him for his business ended up taking over the entire town that he lived in, and it became very seedy and gritty and gross. And he's like, wow, this place sucks. Let me go find Mary. Like, but Mary's like, no, well, the biggest thing, they're like, oh, Mary's an old maid. And I'm like, what? They're like, because she never got married and she's a librarian, so she's an old maid. And they're like, and his guardian angel's like, I'm sorry, George, but she's an old maid. I'm like, bitch!
That's rude. Sarah, you're an old maid.
I am an old maid. So then he's like, no, I take it back. I miss my life. I miss, you know, this. So then he goes back and then he appreciates his life. It's very corny and, like, Hallmarky before Hallmarky was Hallmark.
Yes, exactly what you said. It sounds like like one of those things where, like, you have to, like, have, like, an outer body experience to appreciate your own life.
Well, that's
kind of like the Scrooge, right?
Yeah, kind of. I think, like, those films you see nowadays where they're like, let me show you what your life is like if you weren't there. Like, it all kind of stemmed from, this movie.
Gotcha.
No.
I just wanted to say it to make you mad.
No. I like White Christmas, too. That's another old one. That's in color.
No.
It has,
You said old.
Bing Crosby.
What?
As one of
not
the leads.
Bill Cosby, no, but Bing. Ben Crosby. Bing?
Bing.
Crosby.
Yeah. You know Bing Crosby.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
The fuck, he does all the Christmas music.
No,
he was friends with Sinatra.
I know Bill Cosby. He's in jail right now, but I know that guy.
Is he even alive?
Yes. I think so. That was rude. You can't say things like that.
I will.
Bing Crosby. You know who else is a pretty good Christmas song? E-Girl.
Choke me like you hate me, but you love me.
That is so funny.
This is an ad. This is not Bing Crosby.
Oh, it looks just like it. Bing.
There's another
there
ad.
There it is.
Bitch, I don't want to know about Dove. That's him, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay, that's him?
Yeah.
He's very ugly.
He was like the
nice voice, though.
Yeah.
Look at all that static.
That's classic Christmas music.
I don't listen to this shit.
Listen, you want to talk about white people Christmas? This shit's white people Christmas.
We yes, I know.
To Bing Crosby, D. Martin, like Frank Sinatra, and we open Christmas shit.
Wow. So this is why I second guess having you as a godmom, because my kids don't need to tolerate this.
Well,
this is white shit.
This is white shit.
Now they're gonna be like, they're gonna visit me in my grave, be like, "Mommy, have a Merry Christmas. Would you like to listen to some Bing Crosby with me?" I'm gonna toss in my grave. It's Bill Cosby. Goddamn.
I mean, to be fair,
Dr. Huxtable.
To be fair, this is more close to what I actually listen to on Christmas.
Is that Pentatonix?
Yeah.
I fucking love them people. They are so talented. That's nice they're still together.
He's not part of the group.
Who?
Hold on, one pops up. him.
Why?
I don't know. He went to go do other things.
It says December 14th, 2020.
That might have been when it was uploaded, but that's not when it was, because he's not part of it.
Why?
And this guy does not look like that anymore.
Oh.
That's what I typically listen to.
I'll be damned. You just cut shit off.
I was done.
I was done with Bill Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Bing, ding, whatever. I was done with him, and then, I was listening.
And then it has,
That's bullshit.
White Christmas has him, some other dude who was famous back in the 40s, and then,
Wait, the song?
No, the guy. He was an actor.
White Christmas, the song, or the movie, Sarah?
The movie.
Okay, because I thought White Christmas had one singer. That's why I was confused.
No, White Christmas is a movie. My grandmother used to love it, so I think of my grandmother when I watch it.
Oh, that's cute.
But that's also very old. For some reason, my mom always likes to watch The Ten Commandments.
I don't watch that. That reminds me of my grandma. It makes me cry.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
I just, make
me, that in the Moses cartoon.
Oh,
I don't watch that either.
The Prince of Egypt?
The Prince of Egypt.
I love that one.
No, I can't. All that shit reminds me of grandma.
Really?
I don't fuck with it. I remember her from a distance. I don't want to be all up in her business. That is so sad.
Okay.
I have the doll she made me.
Aww.
From when I was little. That's as much as I get deep with that. Besides that, I avoid and the Bible she gave me, my first Bible. But everything else,
I feel like maybe you should go to therapy about it.
Why don't I go to therapy for something like that? She's a god.
But like, that's not nice. You obviously feel a certain way about it.
No, I don't.
Okay. But we can't talk about the Prince of Egypt, apparently.
Because it's a sad story. It's a happy story at the end. But it's a
beautiful story.
It's very stressful. It makes me feel stressed. Are you not stressed when you see the shit he had to go through?
No, because it makes him stronger.
I'll fight you. I don't give a fuck. Right here. Right now. On that towel. Bing okay. Crosby. Alright, so yeah. You like White Christmas. You like another white movie that's in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And Elf.
Yeah. Home Alone.
Okay.
I like a lot of Christmas movies.
Wow. I can't even name that many off the top. I mean, Home Alone, yeah, but I can't name many off the top of my head. I know The Grinch.
Yeah.
The Peanuts movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Frosty.
Rudolph.
Chucky.
Yeah, that one. My bad.
I don't know that many Christmas movies.
Apparently not. Damn.
There's a black Christmas movies, but like.
Like what?
This Christmas.
Oh, wait. Is that the one with Chris Brown?
Yes.
Wait, is that the one where the one character she fought? My mom loves that movie. The one character finds out that her husband cheated on her,
yeah.
So she pours baby oil all over the floor and whoops his ass in the shower. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, Madea's Family Christmas is funny. That's a play, I think, though. Yeah. Yeah, those are funny movies, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've never really considered them Christmas movies because they're so fucking funny. They are funny.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, Christmas movies.
Yeah, there
are. Some of them are very Hallmarky.
Don't need those.
There's, like, the ones that, like, Netflix was, like, obsessed with for a while. The princess ones.
Don't need those! I remember those ones. Oh, and the Nutcracker.
I don't like the Nutcracker.
I didn't like that either, because he was creepy. Except for the Barbie Nutcracker. I think that was Ken, technically, but that wasn't so bad.
I don't remember
the
what
Rat King.
Yeah. I remember that one. I don't know. I've never really liked the Nutcracker.
That whole thing. I don't know how people like Nutcrackers. They are creepy.
My dad used to have a bunch of them.
Why?
I don't know. He likes creepy shit.
Do they actually crack nuts?
Yeah.
They are so creepy. And they can actually crack nuts. That's a problem for me.
I like how that's the, like, line for you.
You out here cracking nuts, bruh!
Bruh. For real?
For real, though?
For real, though?
I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. Just no. Keep the Nutcrackers out of here. What's the oldest Christmas gift you still have?
The oldest Christmas gift I still have... is... Shit, what's the... I need to think. What's the oldest Christmas gift you have?
My sketchbooks.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because those are one things I'd never throw away. My mom still has them.
Hmm.
And then a few comic books, but like...
The oldest Christmas gift I have.
Also, my Legolas collector's item.
I'm not remotely surprised.
I had...
At all.
I had them since the first movie came out.
That is...
And I never opened him. He's still in mint condition.
That is hysterical.
Yeah. My dad's like, it's going to be worth money someday. I wanted to open it so bad and play with him. Just touch his hair.
And I was like, nah.
My dad's like, no, it's going to be worth money.
I think the oldest gift, Christmas gift I have is a teddy bear my mom gave me. I feel like the teddy bear is probably one of the oldest ones. Or a book, maybe. Never mind. I remember which one it was.
What,
it's my fifth Harry Potter book.
You got that for Christmas?
I did.
Oh.
I got it for Christmas. And I read the hell out of it to the point where the book binding is no longer fully attached.
And I consider rebuying it for you.
Yeah. It's always on my list of, like, to rebuy. But I think that's the oldest Christmas gift I got. And I remember getting it for Christmas. Thank you guys for downloading us and listening to us. We recently hit 500 downloads. We're super excited. So keep reviewing, rating, and subscribing, and sharing the love with all your friends and family. We hope that you enjoyed this mess of a holiday episode. And we hope we hope your holidays are more organized than our episode was.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
We said we were going to try and get better, and it's just getting worse.
Yeah, you know what? I don't apologize for us being us. We just, you know.
It's fine. Sarah's outlines have been half done anyway.
You know what? I'm busy.
Work.
I'm trying. You don't like it when I make them like a mile
work, 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 work.
All right. So thank you guys again. We love the support. Keep communicating with us and letting us know what you want to hear, and finding us on our social media. Do you have anything, Ned?
Nope.
we're just salty that our new recording app, like, just didn't want to
It's
function.
Not our new recording app. We're not doing this again.
No. But thank you guys sincerely. We love you all, and have a happy holiday.
A happy and safe holiday.
Happy and safe and joyful holiday.
You always gotta outdo me. Why you always gotta say extra words?
So, say another extra word.
I can't think of any more. Happy, safe, joyful, lit holiday.
There you go. Make it lit.
I want to be done.
We're done. You just literally have to say bye. That's all you have to do.
Sarah, say it for me.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to
Trying to make it to 30. Our cover art is made by Carly Simone, and our sound mixing is done by Ricky Vasquez.
Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at TTM30podcast.
If you have a topic or drink suggestion or just want to say hi, please email us at TTMT30podcast@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed our alcohol-infused tangents and would like to hear more, please find us on any podcast streaming app available.
And if you really like us and want to hear more, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. It really helps us out.
Thanks again, and join us next time as we talk more about trying to make it to 30.